everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is June 4th, and the topic of the day is excellence. Yes, we're doing another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Why am I pausing? Because I actually thought I recorded this episode, and lo and behold, I'm staring at my screen, and I'm like, yeah, not so much. So we're going to do it again. Here's take two. The quote of the day is by Pearl S. Buck. The secret of joy in work is contained in one word, excellence. To know how to do something well is to enjoy it. It doesn't matter what the work is, cleaning windows, delivering the mail, or designing rockets. We can find joy in any kind of work if we focus on the quality of our work. On the other hand, we're not likely to find joy in work that we do sloppily or ineptly. We may not be excellent at everything we do, but we should always strive for excellence. And when we do, we may surprise ourselves at how much enjoyment we can take in even the most mundane tasks. All right, so this is what I think. This is what I think as far as how we can relate today's episode to the healing journey from trauma. So one thing I'd like to mention is that excellence does not mean perfection. Okay, it's not striving for perfection and then, you know, like beating yourself up the head because you didn't do it good enough, right? According to somebody else's standards. As long as you can say to yourself, hey, I did good and I did my best, you know what? Good enough. And that, yes, that's what I believe. All right. The other thing, and I say that because so often in our community, you know, people are talking about imposter syndrome. We're talking about those old tapes that keep playing of somebody else's voice, ridiculing, belittling, you know, the quality of our work, even though we did the best that we could. And we really did, right? So as long as you can say that the quality of your work for that moment and that time with the information that you had is the best that you could do, then you know what? Yes, that is excellent. That is excellent. I often say to my kids, you know what? Even if you don't get a good grade and you know you did your best and you studied really hard and the grade doesn't turn out to be the best grade, that's okay. Because life isn't the grade. Life is not the grade. Life is knowing that you gave it your all. And that's all that matters. All right. Second thing. Yes, this whole episode reminds me so much of mindfulness. I mean, mindfulness, the layers of mindfulness practice from everything from, you know, being present, gratitude, the layers of gratitude. Gratitude, they're just talking about washing dishes, the gratitude that I've got clean water, the gratitude that I have a glass. The gratitude that my hands don't shake, that I can still hold on to a glass, that I'm still able to do that. There's so many that I've got soap, you know, that, yes, I'm sitting here at my sink and I have a moment where I can give myself and wash this container that provides some sort of nourishment to me. There's so many different things with mindfulness practice that I see in this episode of what Linda calls excellence. Yes, even the most mundane tasks can be enjoyable. Folding the clothes. I know somebody who folds a lot of clothes. And I often wonder, so are you doing that mindfully? You know, are you like, hey, you know what? I get to do this, that kind of thing. Instead of I have to. Believe me, sometimes laundry feels like, oh, got a mound of it and I have to do it. But sometimes it's like, yeah, you know what? I get to do this. All right, here's the affirmation for the day. I do many things well, and some of them more significant than others, but I can enjoy any task if I focus on doing it well. I can enjoy any task. I can enjoy any task if I focus on doing it well. What do you guys think about this? Where do you find yourself being aware of these excellence moments when you're doing a task? Drop us a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org. Or hey, you know what? Better yet, put it in the comments. Make a comment. Give us an example. What's an episode that you've actually practiced that you're like, oh man, this is awesome? Let us know. We want to know. Other people want to know too, I bet. That'd be awesome. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. As always, remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.